Oh, it is 93.7 WEEI. Rich, Ken, Ted, and Ted was talking about beating Billy Corgan to the Smashing Pumpkins. This is the only Smashing Pumpkins song I don't like.
Way to go, Stiz. You ruined the vibe.
No, Rich
jinxed the Red Sox. What the hell's going on?
This is like their biggest song, or one of them, so I can't fault Stiz for playing it. It's just for some reason, and this album is a perfect album, except for this song. I've just never been a huge fan. It's not a bad song. It's just kind of like a, all right, one of those kind of things.
You're not a fan of bells and songs?
Oh, no, I like bells. Like, you know, I'm a big fan of Hell's Bells.
There you go.
Nothing better than that. For Whom the Bell Tolls. That's got an actual bell in it, too. I think it's a requirement. If you have a bell in your title, you have to have a bell in the song. Without a question. All right. This is something we mentioned earlier, and it's worth mentioning once again, because honestly, who would have ever expected Tom Brady, greatest player we've ever seen play the game, probably the coolest person on the planet when he was winning those Super Bowls.
I just want to push back on that slightly. Do you think he was universally thought of as the coolest person on the planet when he was at his peak as a player? There was always a little bit of nerd in him, right?
Here's how you can judge it. How many men, like if I went and asked 100 men, let's say after he won the Super Bowl in Tampa, if you could ask 100 men, name 5 guys whose life you would like to switch places with, I guarantee you a large number of them would have said Tom Brady, correct?
Well, but at the time, he was very into Guerrero, and
nobody cared about that.
People did. Yes, they did. The concussion water and all the history with Guerrero, there was a lot of people calling that into question. You know, like, what is this? You're getting weird. He was ripping you for eating Frosted Flakes. That was, by that point, that was already out. Maybe a little before that.
Okay, so let's go to 28-3. Let's go to 28-3.
Okay.
After he wins that Super Bowl, if you were to ask 100 guys, name 5 dudes you'd like to trade places with in life, how many of them would say Tom Brady?
Yeah, okay. You would have got a fair amount of Brady. You're right.
Yeah.
By
definition, that would make him one of the coolest people on the planet. He's something that most men wanted to be and most women wanted to be with. Like, he was just the guy. I mean, he was like the ultimate man. And now it's weird. And now he's just made some of the strangest choices. We've talked about how he had the dog cloning service, the commercial where he goes and humps that mattress, or allegedly it looks like he's going to. There's all this stuff with he got tied in with the NFT guys and the crypto dude who got arrested.
Pizza Hut commercials.
Yeah, but at least that's something. Like, instead of starting a clothing brand and like partnering with Nike, somebody like the way Jordan did, he just made his own brand, Brady Brand, which like think went out of business pretty quick because he was charging $200 for compression pajamas. Like, who has that money? Like, he was just so weird and out of touch. And now he's got this wrestling thing where he's screwing around with Logan Paul. Dude, you're effing Tom Brady. What is that phrase? It's like the lion do not meddle in the affairs of sheep. You are the ultimate lion, and that dude's like a muskrat. Like, what are you doing? Why are you lowering yourself to this? But I changed my mind after I, you know, thought about it a little bit. And I'm
really?
No,
you're coming around on it.
No, well, I'm coming around on the fact that I think that we've never seen anything like this, and let's all sit back and enjoy the ride and see how the experiment goes.
I do hope there's a second level to it, don't you? That whatever the wrestling thing is, at some point they'll make it good somehow, right?
Yeah.
Well, this is as I said, it's like Meryl Streep working at Hooters. Like, this is like one of the greatest of all time, doing something like, what are you doing?
Well, Hooters is classic.
And now I even know that it's more of a work because there's a story that's going around about Logan Paul telling NFL teams saying that NFL teams want to try him out because they want him to play for him.
Jake Paul.
Is it Jake? Dude, I get the two mixed up.
I know.
Both Pauls.
No, it's very easy.
But like, so Jake Paul is saying that NFL teams are calling him because they want to play for him. First of all, no, they're not. Second of all, that's all part of this setup to fight Tom Brady or have some Tom Brady thing in the ring. It's so dumb. It's all just like to lead to some big SummerSlam thing, and it's so funny watching Tom Brady do this. You know, it's Daniel Day-Lewis becoming a member of the Globetrotters. It's just odd. Yeah. But then now this is funny. Mike Florio came out with an article, and he thinks that he might know why Tom Brady's doing this, why he's trying to be like more of the common man. And this article is pretty fascinating.
Florio is so good at taking it to the next level of what could be. Remember, he was on with us, and he said what this could be with Vrabel and Rossini, and we were like, what?
That was so outrageous that I didn't even want to talk about it afterwards because I was afraid I would misquote him.
Stay on target. But stay on target.
Well, especially after he said that. But I am intrigued by his theories, you know, his conspiracy theories.
This is good, Ken. It is. He put, Tom Brady's slow-motion pivot to pro wrestling proves that the GOAT is overexposed, but there's a chance his ever-expanding footprint is more about political strategy than deep-seated insecurity. Brady's play could be to lay the foundation for a presidential run. Oh, boy. It would, of course, he's just... let it play. It would explain the effort to connect with wrestling fans, even if Brady apparently tries to be a heel. Oh, he does such a good job, too, the way he called Logan Paul a dork. It would also... That's like the dumbest thing. You a dork?
Brady roast.
Oh, you square. It would also fit with, he says, it would also fit with something that one of Brady's former business partners believed. The word former applies because Brady and the former partner had a falling out, but because not because they did, but because the former partner is currently in prison. Before the House of Cards known as FTX collapsed, founder Sam Bankman-Fried reportedly was trying to get Brady to run for the Republican nomination in 2024 against the current president. It supposedly went far enough to get Bankman-Fried to ask his team to conduct polling on the views of Americans regarding Brady as a presidential candidate. Not long ago, the idea of someone with no experience in politics running for the highest U.S. political office would have been dismissed as lunacy. Now, it's a different story, of course. Why spin your wheels in the House or Senate when you can leverage fame and notoriety into an instant political base? Brady looks good, regardless of whether he's had any pharmaceutical or follicular enhancements. That's what he says. He speaks better than he used to. He's rich and getting richer all the time. He craves competition and some would say attention, which could make the political arena the perfect spot for the man in the arena. So stay tuned. Brady is creeping towards 50, and if and when he concludes that he'll never have the kind of cash to become the controlling owner of an NFL team, Brady may decide to try to take control of the entire country.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't see him doing that because he likes to be liked too much.
Yeah, but you could see him starting it, right? I mean, he's dabbled in everything. So that's not a shock that he would at least test the waters. But I think you're right. Like, he would be embarrassed early and pivot out of it quickly.
It's just this guy.
It's amazing. Would that be rock bottom? I mean...
Oh, no. That would be the greatest. Watching him run for office would be so unbelievably awkward because he's going to go up against somebody who really knows how to debate and would just murder him. It would just absolutely destroy him because he won't know how to act.
No.
He won't know how, now, although maybe he'll use some of his press conference technique and say nothing and make you think that he said something. And for the first time, all these political reporters instead of sports reporters will go, oh, my gosh, he's the best. And then he'll look at his notes and go, we got nothing.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, even then, he never said anything and it was well aware that he said nothing. He was an expert at saying that.
His commercials would just be the best.
Or let alone his podium work, as you say. If we ever get audio of him debating the topics of the day, it would be great.
Hey, this is Tom Brady. Remember that commercial where it was implied that I was going to hump the hotel mattress all night long? Well, that's what I'm going to do for America. I'm going to hump away poverty, hump away the deficit, but most importantly, I'm going to hump that mattress. So this November, vote for me, Tom Brady, for your next president. Let's effing hump a mattress.
He's going to have to beat out Stephen A. Smith for the Republican nomination.
True, what a battle that'll be.
Well, I would just like hold up a picture of an ass, and then all of us at the debate, and his head would just... he wouldn't be able to think.
So Texter 207 Texter says he's going to show up at SmackDown in Boston. Is that soon? Would he make a tour with this?
Oh yeah, there is a SmackDown coming, I think, in August. Yeah.
Well, that's what it's going to, and it's in Boston. Oh, of course. Then it all makes sense.
No. I don't know about that, but he's going to show up at the next pay per view event, which is SummerSlam,
right.
And he's going to interfere in Logan Paul's match, and it's going to be corny.
Hello, I'm Tom Brady. You may have seen my face recently and said, "Hey, it's Ellen DeGeneres."
Oh,
that's because it's your president, I'll be ready to work. I mean, I've had a lot of work on my face, which is basically the same thing.
But not his hair.
No, not his hair, of course not. All right. This would be the best. Imagine how great this would be if he actually ran for president.
Now, question for you. Is Bill Belichick hurting his legacy? Is Tom Brady hurting his legacy?
Okay, two different things. Two completely different things. Tom Brady can do whatever he wants. He just looks stupid now. The football part of it, he'll always be the greatest. What Bill is doing is like actually hurting his what he's known for, like his football acumen. Like now it's like, wow, is he really not that great? And it was all Brady. You know what I mean?
Like there is a breaking point. Like obviously, like OJ affected his legacy with things he did after his playing career. I'm not saying comparing the two, but there's always a breaking point. So there's got to be some point if it gets super weird. Where it does impact the way you feel about their playing career, even if it's all off the field stuff. So I don't politics for Brady that might actually qualify. You might
Dennis
be like,
Rodman was one of the weirdest people I've ever seen in my life. He made double team with Jean-Claude Van Damme, and you couldn't understand what either one was saying.
Oh, great!
The entire movie.
But he was cool. Like Rodman was all it kind of hit. Don't you think? Like he was so weird, he became popular after he was playing.
I've been saying this for months. I think Brady's cool factor has dropped for me significantly.
Oh, of course. It's greater.
Significantly.
Oh, of course. But I'm talking back in the day, he was the coolest person on the planet.
Well, that's what. But that's what Stiz is saying. He's affected. Yes. He's impacted his cool legacy, which is tied into the player.
Right. He's at a 5.5 Fonzie's. He was at a 10-plus Fonzie's. And now he's like, he's not super cool. Like, you know what? He's had to flip down the collar. He's like, he can't hit the jukebox anymore and it starts playing on its own.
Right.
He's no longer super cool. All right. 617-779-7937. Tommy Curran. He knows everything about the NFL. He knows everything about the Patriots. We'll talk to him next.